With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. After a two-week investigation by the Clarksville Police Department, 19-year-old Brennan Jordan of Clarksville was arrested and charged with four counts of distribution of marijuana to persons under age 18. The alleged exchange took place within 1,000 feet of real property, the Clarksville school, enhancing the penalty. Jordan had been out of custody from an alleged incident that took place in July of this year when Jordan was charged with distribution to persons under age 18, where Jordan allegedly provided marijuana to 15 and 16-year-old females in a public place. The investigation is ongoing and more charges are likely. National Prescription Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, and the Iowa Department of Public Safety's Office of Drug Control Policy encourages Iowans to clean out their medicine cabinets and safely dispose of unused and unneeded medications. Local law enforcement agencies and pharmacies are teaming up to collect leftover prescription and over-the-counter drugs as part of this special one-day event held each spring and fall. The spring collection, held in April, netted over 3,000 pounds of old medicine from Iowans. To date, Iowans have safely disposed of over 98 tons of unused medications at these events. Iowans can take excess medications to one of Iowa's prescription drug take-back locations, including nearly 400 permanent pharmacy and law enforcement center sites available on a year-round basis. One of those locations is the Franklin County Sheriff's Department in Hampton. Franklin County Auditor Katie Flint tells Radio On The Go News that in-person absentee voting for the November 7th city school election is available now through November 6th at the County Auditor's Office. Local residents can stop by the courthouse in Hampton anytime between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday to cast their ballots. You are reminded to bring your form of identification. For more information, call 456-5622. Again, 456-5622. Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate has launched a public awareness campaign focusing on the importance of poll workers in the state.
Election workers have faced interference and harassment at some polling places around the country. Pate calls poll workers the backbone of democratically sound elections in Iowa. The public awareness campaign is aimed at recruiting poll workers and making sure voters understand how crucial these Iowans are to the success of free and fair elections. Pate says it also will help guarantee accurate voting results.
I refer to them as our secret weapons. They're on the front line. 10,000 of these folks. Our poll workers come from all walks of life. You've got retirees, you have teachers and farmers and construction workers, high school students, the full gambit, if you will.
Iowa voters will cast ballots in city and school elections November 7th. As the political climate in America has become more partisan and divisive, poll workers have faced harassment during some elections around the country. Pate says it's not just the people voters typically see watching over the ballot boxes.
These are poll workers who actually work also at the courthouse, helping process the absentee ballots that come into play, or if there's any satellite voting.
He adds Iowa poll workers have not faced harassment for the most part, and credits the awareness campaign with recruiting and retaining more of them in Iowa, as well as bringing back the ones who were sidelined by the COVID pandemic. Mark Moran reporting.
Monday night, the Hampton City Council held a workshop meeting and received information from City Manager Ron Dunt concerning the Habitat for Humanity lot located at the corner of 6th Avenue Northeast and 1st Street Northeast. Dunn told the council that Habitat for Humanity could not find a family interested in participating in the program. Habitat may be willing to sell the property to the city. The Hampton City Council will discuss the issue at a future workshop meeting. NIAC President Dr. Stephen Scholes is retiring in 8 months. The native of Geneva has worked in the public education field for 40 years, tells Radio On The Go News that the state's community colleges will be dealing with lower student counts in the years to come.
Demographic cliff is not even here yet in terms of population. We're going to have a 10-year period where the number of high school kids graduating from our schools in the area will decrease before we see a bump based on the birth projection that we're using and looking at.
Scholes says younger people still need to look at having a career in the education field.
You know, that's what's driven me in my career. It's, you know, how can we make a difference? How can we improve lives, enhance the lives of those people that we touch? And I think understanding that mission, you have to understand that because there's lots of detractions right now, pay, behavior, some of those things. But I think getting young people engaged with faculty that love what they do, want to share that with the young people, I think that's the best thing you can do is really show them that pathway and how rewarding it can be.
The presidential search process will involve the formation of a search committee while the NIAC Board of Directors is considering engaging with an executive search firm to identify potential candidates. Iowa's pheasant hunting season begins Saturday, and officials with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources say the pheasant population is up by 15% over 2022. Based on the August DNR roadside survey, Iowa hunters can expect to harvest up to 400,000 roosters this year, which is similar to the past 2 years when the harvest was the highest in more than a decade. Around 50,000 hunters are expected to be out in Iowa this weekend. Iowa's pheasant hunting season runs from Saturday through January 10, 2024. Shooting hours are from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. daily. The daily bag limit is 3 roosters with a possession limit of 12. There's still hope that the remainder of the fall will bring heavier moisture than normal that can help cut back the ongoing drought in Iowa. DNR hydrologist Tim Hall says recent rains weren't enough to make a big dent, but did erase the areas of D4 or extreme drought.
Areas of Benton and Tama County that were previously in the D4 classification, and they saw enough rain to improve to D3. But improvement to D3 is still D3.
The D3 designation is extreme drought compared to the D4 exceptional drought designation. There's only a small sliver of the state that has no drought. Hall says late fall has not been the best time to make up a moisture deficit, though there have been exceptions.
By the time we get to November, we see less than 2 inches of rain over the entire month. However, a couple years ago, we saw a very wet October. We've seen very wet fall months before, so there's certainly the opportunity to see noticeable and really helpful rainfall.
He says warmer temperatures would help as they keep the ground from freezing and shutting out water.
The first thing that happens when it rains is you get water into the soil matrix and you improve soil moisture, and after that the water can move down into shallow groundwater. That all sort of comes to an end with the ground freeze up. You tend to get very rapid runoff in ground freeze up and not as much benefit.
Hall says any rain we get before the ground freezes is a bonus in helping build up the groundwater that has been way behind for months. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fiancher reporting.